This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have sitting on the couch. It's the cast of Friends. No, it's...
Who would that make me?
I don't know, Jeff. No, we have the cast of Correlation folks here on the couch. Mr. Rob Landis, we'll start. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good. Well, yeah. And then Don Cirrus, the latest addition to the Correlation crew. How are you?
Excellent.
Good, good. And then last but not least, Mr. Jeff Dent way down there on the end. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to have you guys here. How is the conference going in there? In the big room, as they say.
It's going really, really well. Yeah? It's, you know, as ever, it's just nice to be able to get together with everyone.
Yep.
We've had a lot of old friends, a lot of new friends come and visit with us, and so that's been really nice.
Right on.
Yeah. We brought a whole crew, so...
the whole crew is here.
Yeah, we have...
crew.
It's a full booth.
Full booth. So doing our best to expand, explore the space.
Yes, go adventure. Go find out what's beyond the horizons. Yeah. Go find some business type of stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's been really nice. And again, it's great to be able to see a lot of the clients we've had for quite some time. Obviously, we're interested in making new friends as well, and that goes to prospective clients. That goes to vendors. Mm-hmm. So this is just such a great opportunity.
Yep. This is the giant credit union family reunion, as we all know.
Indeed.
All know well. So Don, tell us your perspective. This being your first GAC with Correlation. How's it going? I mean, I know we just did an interview, like, it felt like 2 hours ago. But how does it feel to be part of the Correlation crew at GAC this time around?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I have to say it's been a pleasure, you know, just the conversations that I've had to date. Had vendors come over and say how pleased they are to be working with Correlation, how excited they are to be a part of the family. Existing clients came over, just spoke with one of our clients who just made the transition over to Linux, and they were talking about how smooth and easy the process was. So it's just, reinforces for me, happy to be a part of this team and really excited with the future.
Pretty special group indeed, for sure. Awesome. And Jeff, you don't need this microphone.
Yeah. But, I've never heard that before.
How you're doing over there? On the
I remember
end.
When you said before, I heard you coming down the hall.
Yeah. At the AFXI conference, like, I can hear it a mile away. Yeah. Can you keep it next down. County?
It's great to be here. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you too.
You know, This is what we're here for. I mean, this conference is huge for us. It's huge for the industry, and it's so great to get so many of our client partners and vendor partners and soon to be partners, and potential partners, whatever it might be, in one space, and really be able to collaborate and see where the industry's going.
Yeah.
So it really is refreshing to be out face to face. You know, we had that time frame where we were all stuck at home. And still kind of digging our way out of that.
I know, aren't
but,
we? Aren't
I mean,
we?
You think it's over, but it's never really over. So it's been a great show so far.
No doubt. And other than the Correlation Conference, this is the kind of the one time of the year that you can really kind of get together. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Jeff, collaborate and exchange ideas. Hey, what's working? What's not working? And then talk to those new folks who want to come in as well. So what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you guys hearing technology-wise? Rob, what are you hearing out there right now? Other than, hey, wow, let's try this Chat GPT thing out. Don't go there.
I used to be a teacher, and I would have a hard enough time being able to tell good essays from bad essays, plagiarized essays. So, yeah, let's stay away from that one. We'll let the let others break that one in. What I'm hearing a lot about are really just the integrations real-time integrations through a KeyBridge API, ways we can tighten those things up. You know, to the earlier point, one of the best things about this show is when we can have a client and a vendor and us get together in the same conversation and try to fix problems together or beyond fixing problems, also just kind of push the envelope. So a couple years ago now, we instituted a program where we can certify vendors through KeyBridge, make sure they're making the best use of our API, make the best use of the functionality behind that layer. And we have more and more of the fellow vendors in that hall that have gone through that and are really pushed the envelope with us. So, you know, there's the technology side of it, but it's also just the attitude. Hey, what else can we do?
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
the energy that crackles in that room.
No doubt. Dawn, what are you hearing as a technologist? What are you hearing in the hallways here?
Yeah, well, we were just having a conversation about the cloud. I think there's a lot of interest.
Oh my gosh, you just took the word out of my head.
Interest and curiosity there, yeah. You know, where to take it. Jeff and our team have done some testing and proven out kind of Keystone's ability to support that infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, we were just talking about it's a question of when and who's ready.
Yeah.
And you know.
Do you remember like 5 years ago when cloud was kind of semi the rage and then all of a sudden it kind of went under the radar and all of a sudden it's had this resurgence again? What was up with that? What's going on with Jeff? What's going on with that?
Well,
what happened? I'm glad
it's like
back.
Anything. It's, you know, it peaks and valleys.
Yeah,
it
I guess
comes
you're right.
And goes.
Yeah, you're right.
The one thing about cloud, though, it's not going to go away.
It's here.
Absolutely. And if you look at credit unions today and what their infrastructure looks like, majority of their stuff is in the cloud, just like ours.
Yeah.
And so there's that piece, the core. Inherently, there's a lot of hurdles to and comfort levels to get it to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the cloud has never gone away. It kind of went under the radar for a while just because it was happening.
Right.
And it wasn't so new.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't
all
the rage
of a sudden
anymore.
It's not the rage because it's life.
Right.
And the resurgence is taking some of those other components that haven't been inherently in the cloud, like data warehouse and cores, and then possibly migrating those. So we're keeping an eye on that, understanding what the comfort levels, where the hesitation is, where the pitfalls are, and partnering with our clients and the cloud providers to make sure that when it happens, we'll be ready for it.
Yeah. You guys are ready for anything. Come on.
I mean, we've done the benchmarking. We know the system will run there. It's just that last piece of comfort,
comfort
and regulatory.
It's got exponentially better over the years since it first came onto the scene a few moons ago. So So what do you guys want to achieve here? What's the end all be all goal for attending GAC this year?
Well, this is not anything earth-shatteringly new, but it's about strengthening the partnerships. Again, it's that unique opportunity to get all these people, the whole family, the whole band back together. it really is about, making sure that everything is, going as well as we'd like it to go and as we believe it's going, but there's nothing like that fact check. And that gets down to individual projects, that gets up a lot higher to strategic direction, like we've been talking about here. So I think this is just a great kind of point of validation.
Yeah.
Are we headed the right direction? Yeah. And we take so much input from our clients, from our vendor partners. All the same questions you're asking, what's coming next?
And I know, we appreciate the compliment,
we're always ready. Well,
you
that
are.
Takes being deliberate about it.
Yeah.
That's where, between cloud, between, various product sets, we just always want to keep our ear to the ground.
Well, looking at it from a very basic level in my brain, it's that's the way Keystone seems to be the way it was designed, to be ready for anything, really, to really kind of plug in what needs to be done. So that's the way I kind of look at it from a very basic level. So and Dawn, what do you see coming down the turnpike here in 2023 as we, talk to all these fine folks here and then move on from this and see what's next on the radar for you guys at Correlation as 2023 moves forward?
Yeah, I think there's definitely opportunities for organizational growth internally. So we have some opportunities to improve efficiencies and make sure that we are producing the what our customers are asking for, but also to make sure that we're allowing enough capacity to be able to look at new opportunities and go in new directions and not be so busy delivering on the current ask or implementing the next client to not be forward thinking. Mm-hmm. So, but that takes a conscious effort to look at your processes and look at the way you're doing things internally and make sure that you're putting that infrastructure mm-hmm. in place. So that's certainly a priority. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled to be here just to hear directly from our existing customers, to hear from prospects, what they'd like to see, they'd like the product to go.
You're kind of on a listening tour right now, aren't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, absolutely. Yeah, well, and not everybody wants to pick up the phone or to send an email and provide feedback,
right,
but
here.
These anecdotal conversations mm-hmm. are a fantastic way to get a lot of that
feedback.
I bet,
yeah. And Jeff, without revealing anything top secret, what are you guys looking at besides the cloud? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are you guys looking at as far as the rest of 2023 goes? Because, I mean, it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah.
It always is technology-wise, let's face it. There's always something new on the horizon, but that's kind of one of your tasks, is that you get to look on the horizon, right?
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with everything we've said. For one, validating our thoughts and ideas mm-hmm. with credit unions and vendor partners here.
Yeah, yeah.
You really can sit down and have a conversation face to face, and in a matter of minutes, validating something that you could have an email chain for months on, right?
No doubt.
And really flesh out topics that are going to be the next thing that we're going to watch out for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One thing I want to make sure of is that we continue to stay nimble. We built Keystone on the premise that as technology changed, the system will be able to change with it. And we can't lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
So adding certain things into the system have to be done very deliberate, making sure we have the processes in place mm-hmm. to be able to support it. And then looking down the future to say, hey, once we do this, where can that go next?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's always on the forefront. As far as specifics on what we're talking about, there's tons of things that we're working on the background. One of the big things, and this was a big topic in the past, big data, right?
Oh, yeah.
Data warehouse, analytics. There's a lot of information in Keystone, more than some other cores, mm-hmm. and it's structured in a way that can be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see some efficiencies in being able to make use of that information in the coming year.
Okay, good stuff. Good to know.
Yeah.
Anything else to add while we're sitting on the couch, while we're all nice and snug on the couch here?
Oh, we're excited for the year to come. I know we're a little cagey about the specifics of what we're doing next.
I'm just asking.
No, but it's part of the fun. As Jeff put it, there's just a ton happening.
Yeah.
And we our modus operandi, we work with the folks that are dreaming about it to help design it mm-hmm. and that are going to end up mm-hmm. using it. And so, there's always a lot moving and shaking, and that's where, to Don's point earlier, we always want to make sure that not only are we being receptive to what's coming, but we're being proactive and bringing things to our clients. So that's the balancing act, but if I may say so, I think we're doing a great job with it now, and I think it portends really great things to come.
Well, I think your reputation says that as well. So, yeah, you guys are success for many, many reasons. So, yeah, so well done, guys. Alrighty, guys, well, I'm going to let you get off the hot seat. Well done. or the hot couch.
Hot couch.
I'm going to let you go back and watch your friend's reruns. And so, did Ross and Rachel really get back together?
We need the song playing right now.
We could all put that in post-production. How about that?
There we go.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Rob, Don, and Jeff, the fine team at Correlation. Go check them out. Doing some good stuff.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.